Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in. We appreciate you hanging out with us for the afternoon, that's for sure. In studio with me today, John Hare, former business manager for SAG-AFTRA Pittsburgh.
Hi, Charles. Glad to be here.
Always a pleasure. And on the phone with us, Brendan Fisher, who is with the Center for Media and Democracy. Brendan, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure, man. Always a pleasure. Hey, you know, a lot of things that we should be keeping our eyes on. You know, today's Workers' Memorial Day. We're going to be talking about that here a little bit. Supreme Court, they're sitting around. We've got Maryland going on. So, you know, we got a lot of things going on, but what are you guys looking at?
So we've been tracking the American Legislative Exchange Council, or ALEC, for a long time, since at least July 2011 when we launched alecexposed.org. And ALEC has really long had what you might call an antipathy for local control. You know, there's been a lot of progressive successes in recent years on issues like local minimum wage laws, local paid sick day laws, efforts to enact municipal broadband. These resolutions opposing Citizens United have passed in hundreds of cities and counties around the country. And for the most part, ALEC's response to this has been to crush local control, to pass preemption laws at the state level to prohibit cities and counties from enacting any of these progressive initiatives to protect the health and welfare and economic welfare of their constituents. I think you're seeing something like that right now in Pennsylvania with the effort by ALEC legislators in the Pennsylvania legislature to prohibit Philadelphia's paid sick days law.
Brendan, let me see if I have this right. ALEC is saying, oh, the federal government can't come in and tell the states what to do because there would be evil, burdensome federal regulations coming along telling the states how they should handle their business. But then it's okay for the states to go into the counties and townships and tell them what to do.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
okay. I got it.
Right. I mean, at these ALEC meetings, they say that government is best closest to the people, and they use that argument to argue against federal intervention and for state control. But apparently, if government gets too close to the people, then it's corrupt and it must be crushed. It runs entirely contrary to conservative principles like local control. In many ways, local democracy, local government is the most democratic form of government because local elected officials, city and county officials, are not big-time politicians. They are your neighbors. They directly interact with the people that they represent on a daily basis. So in many ways, local government is one of the purest forms of democracy. So traditionally, ALEC has taken aim at local control through these preemption laws, but their newer strategy is to launch a new offshoot called the American City and County Exchange, or ACE, to duplicate ALEC's success at the state level and to do it at the city and county level, and to allow corporations to directly influence and access city and county legislators and to push this corporatist agenda at the local level.
Isn't this the very thing that's been going on down in Kentucky where they have been trying to bring right to work for less into Kentucky county by county? Was this an ALEC brain dump?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So ALEC does not want local control over issues like minimum wage or paid sick days, but they do want local control over right to work, over union busing legislation. And ALEC, in conjunction with the Heritage Foundation, or more accurately, ALEC offshoot ACE, in conjunction with the Heritage Foundation, has been promoting these local right to work initiatives in Kentucky. At ALEC, or ACE's most recent meeting in Washington, D.C., and ACE met along with the American Legislative Exchange Council, they talked about this strategy to push local right to work starting in Kentucky. The ACE meeting had James Shirk from the Heritage Foundation, who appears to have come up with this whole scheme, as well as a Florida lawyer named Brent Yesen, who's a notorious union buster, who announced that yes, any county that enacts this local right to work ordinance is going to get sued, because local right to work laws seem to be pretty clearly illegal under the National Labor Relations Act. The National Labor Relations Act allows states to enact right to work laws, but it does not allow cities and counties to enact right to work laws. So any city or county that tries this is going to get sued. So Brent Yesen, this Florida union busting lawyer, announced at the ACE meeting that he was forming this mysteriously funded nonprofit called Protect My Paycheck, and he was going to provide free legal services to any county that enacts local right to work legislation.
The
prospect of a lawsuit could not be a deterrent.
Right, and how's that working for the counties that are going that are in the process of being sued?
Yeah, well, so they are still getting sued, but what he didn't mention is that the way that it works is that their insurance policies are picking up the initial bill for the litigation,
and then the taxpayers have to pick up the rest of it.
Yeah, and when the insurance, when your insurance rates go up, probably not only for the counties that actually enact this legislation, but surrounding counties as well, taxpayers have to foot the bill. And there was a very clear opinion from the Kentucky Attorney General saying that this is illegal. There was a case in the 1960s that dealt with this directly, and Kentucky courts said, no, this is illegal under federal law. But now they're trying it again anyway.
Now, have we determined which foreign countries Mr. What's his name's from Florida's funding's coming from? has he received funding from Communist China? Do we know that?
We have no idea where his money's coming from.
Oh, so it not only could it be coming from foreigners, it could be coming from aliens from space too.
Or the Koch brothers.
Or the Koch brothers.
Yeah, it's a very odd situation. He's clearly getting money from somewhere. Representing legal services are not cheap, and he is not doing this out of the goodness of his heart. And he has a long history of union busting, both within the U.S. and internationally. And this is this clearly fits into a long career of working against unions and working against collective bargaining rights. And he's working closely with ACE. He recently appeared in the Kentucky State House along with John Russell, who's the executive director of ACE. And this does seem to be something that they're putting a lot of energy into.
Yeah, Brandon, this is John. One thing I think we can count on, and this is not pro bono work by an attorney, because frankly, it costs too much. And you think about them doing it for free. That free has got to be in quotation marks, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, the money, funding for this project is clearly coming from somewhere, and they're certainly this lawyer, Brent Yesen, and his nonprofit, Protect My Paycheck, are working closely with the Heritage Foundation and with ALEC and with ACE. And all of those organizations are part of the same network of big money funders and big business interests which are threatened by collective bargaining and threatened by unions. And they're doing everything in their power at every level of government to limit the influence of unions and to limit collective bargaining rights.
Yeah, whose paycheck we're wondering about is getting protected here.
Right. That's the big question. And, I got to say this. Yeah, the work's not being done pro bono, I'm pretty darn sure. But the long and short of this is you're right. This is going to cost those counties that said, yep, go ahead, we're going to do this. But it's costing every other county in Kentucky, too. So if you're a Kentucky taxpayer, you can thank these guys for that. Hey, Brendan, how do we find out more about you and what you guys do?
We're at prwatch.org and alecexposed.org.
And we look forward to talking to you here in the very near future. But in the meantime, I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio.